Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A group of Republicans tried and failed to begin impeachment proceedings against Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison in the House Rules Committee. GOP Representative Mike Weiner of Long Prairie.
The question before this committee is simple. Did the governor fulfill his duty to protect taxpayers' dollars? Did he uphold the law? Did he respond appropriately to credible warnings? Based on the evidence, whistleblower testimony, and documented failures, the answer is no.
DFL Representative Michael Howard of Richfield responded.
This is what we're going to do today? A bill that's absolutely going nowhere, dead on arrival, aimed at, you know, sticking an eye on the governor and the attorney general. We get it. You guys don't like the governor and attorney general.
The vote was along party lines and did not advance. Attorney General Keith Ellison says Minnesota and a coalition of more than 30 states won a major antitrust trial against Live Nation and Ticketmaster. After a five-week trial, a jury found the companies illegally abused monopoly power. Ticketmaster unlawfully maintained a monopoly in ticketing at major venues, while Live Nation monopolized large amphitheaters and tied artists to its promotion services. Senator Amy Klobuchar says fans, artists, and venues have known for years that the company abused its power. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote this morning on a resolution to allow copper-nickel mining near the boundary waters. Senator Tina Smith says Minnesota is a pro-mining state.
They're pro-mining for iron ore, for taconite, and for copper-nickel, with one important exception. They overwhelmingly oppose sulfide ore copper mines that would be located in the watershed of the Boundary Waters.
Supporters of the proposed Twin Metals mine claim it can be done safely near the BWCA and will create thousands of jobs. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and state officials want to make sure you're prepared when storms hit. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Allison Feroli says it's important to know the difference between a tornado watch and a warning.
When people hear that there's a tornado watch, that really should be a situation where they take this seriously and really start paying attention to the forecast, the radar. When a tornado warning is given, that really means they need to take action and take this seriously.
She also recommends having an emergency kit with medication, water, food, flashlights, and a battery-operated radio. And the Minnesota Twins are off today following a 9-5 loss to the Red Sox Wednesday in the series finale at Target Field. Twins starter Simeon Woods Richardson allowed 6 earned runs over 5 innings to take the loss. Ryan Kreidler had a 3-run homer. The 11-8 Twins open a 3-game series with the 11-7 Reds Friday night at home. This is MNN.